This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Tomorrow, the British Parliament debates a bill to launch a $50 billion high-speed rail project. It's called HS2, and it promises to eventually cut travel time in half between London and other major British cities. HS2, the government claims, will propel British rail travel into the 21st century. But trains, the critics say, oh, that's so last century. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has the story.
HS2!
No, thank you!
HS2!
No, thank you!
With muted cries of HS2, no, thank you, these protesters outside the British Parliament seem polite and restrained. But they could hardly make a din. Noise is mainly what they're complaining about. Back at their home in the tranquil Chiltern Hills, Roger and Jenny Waller voice their concern about high-speed rail.
We're going to have 36 trains an hour zipping past here.
At 220 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And with all the dust pollution and the noise pollution, for those of us who moved here because of the tranquility, it will be devastating.
Recordings of high-speed trains in France and Germany only serve to raise the residents' anxiety. Meanwhile, in its promotional campaign, the HS2 company projects the grand, futuristic nature of the project.
High-speed 2 will be an engine for growth for the 21st century, one of the great infrastructure projects of the world.
The company claims the rail line will bring the country closer together, pump tens of billions into the economy, and create thousands of jobs. Jerry Blackett of the Birmingham Chamber of Commerce agrees.
We know when you put big projects in like this, you get new businesses setting up, you get jobs being created. Stuff happens when people can get to places quicker.
And what's more, without HS2, says transport analyst Jim Steer, Britain will be in trouble.
We will end up with a rail network that's congested and unreliable and unable to fulfil the needs of a growing economy. So we've got to think forwards.
But David Tice of the New Economics Foundation doesn't think HS2 is forward-looking at all. He reckons it harks back to the age of steam.
It's a bit of nostalgia. It's a bit of, oh, look at the great steps we made during the Victorian era. We can do that again now.
But we can't, says Tice. HS2 may cut some journey times in half, but in a small country like Britain, that's not a big deal. He says the UK should spend the $50 billion upgrading the existing rail network. And if it wants to be really futuristic, installing superfast fibre-optic broadband across the country.
Investing in this type of future connectivity, as we call it, rather than thinking about connectivity in the 20th century context.
Tice says superfast broadband would deliver a much bigger boost to the UK economy than high-speed rail. And it wouldn't tear through the tranquility of the English countryside. But the rail project is gaining momentum and pretty soon could be unstoppable. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.